Ianthe, the lovely, the joy of her swain, by Iphis was loved and loved Iphis again. She lived in the youth and the youth in the fair. Their pleasure was equal and equal their care. No time, no enjoyment their dotage withdrew. But the longer they lived, but the longer they lived, still the fonder they grew. A passion so happy alarmed all the plain. Some envied the nymph, but more envied the swain. Some swore 'twould be pity their loves to invade, that the lovers alone for each other was made. But all consented that none ever knew a nymph yet so kind, a nymph yet so kind, or a shepherd so true. The some with pleasure and vowed to take care of the faithful, the tender, the innocent pair. What either did want, he bid either to move, but they wanted nothing but ever to love. Said 'twas all that to bless them his Godhead could do, that they still might be kind, that they still might be kind, and they still might be true. That both may be constant and constant remain, first he to his nymph, then the nymph to her swain, that innocent pleasure and innocent love might make them as free as the innocent dove in all the delights and the sweets of the grove, that they still may have joy, that they still may have joy, still wherever they rove. Who loves for an hour and slights for a year, gives hopes of that blessing which ends with a tear. They make the heart heavy and beauty decay, a tribute too great for kind lovers to pay. Then let us implore the kind powers above, that they still may unite, that they still may unite, and be crowned with love. When Cupid shall wound and the wound shall be made so deep that the life of the lovers betrayed and falls a sad victim to scorn and disdain, the nymphs of the valleys will mourn though in vain. But it was not so here, for Ianthe was true. She was just to her swain, she was just to her swain, and he loved her too. With their hearts full of joy and their joy full of bliss, still they feast upon pleasures which never can miss of making the happiness others excel. Ianthe loves Iphis, he loves her as well. The nymphs of the valley shall set forth their fame, for to him she is just, for to him she is just, and to her he's the same. With garlands of roses he crowned his dear, and fair Venus, the goddess of love, did appear. With cupids and nymphs in a sweet rural dress, their triumphs was great, and their joy was no less. On lutes they did play, and these notes they did strike. She was true to her love, she was true to her love, and her love was the like.